Masechet Menachot Perek Tet Mishnah Vav. Many korbanot have to be accompanied with nesachim, a mincha, and wine. We'll talk about which korbanot require these nesachim. Mishnah says, Kol korbanot hasibur vayahid te'oni nesachim. All communal and individual korbanot require you to bring nesachim with them. Chutz min habechor. The exceptions to the rule are the Bechor, the firstborn, Ma'aser Behema, which is an animal tithe. You bring every tenth animal to the Beit HaMikdash, the Korban Pesach, and all the Korbanot that are Hatat or Asham. But the exception to that rule when it comes to the Hatat or Asham, where we say you do bring Nesachim, Ela Shehatato Shel Metzorav Ashamo, Te'unim Nesachim. But unlike the other Korban, Hatat and Asham, the Hatat of a Metzorah and the Asham of a Metzorah require Nesachim. The Gemara brings down the reason between the two of them. When it comes to a standard Hatat and Asham, they're coming to atone for sin. So therefore, it's not befitting that we're going to bring Nesachim with them to beautify them. But the Metzorah, on the other hand, he already received his kapara through the pain and suffering of the sarat that he has. So the korbanot that he's bringing are not for kapara, but therefore the purification process that permit him to eat sacred foods afterwards. So therefore we say, when it comes to the person with sarat, he brings the sachim as well to help him beautify the mitzvah.